as we settle into 2018, if you made any New Year's resolutions, raise your hand. It's okay, this is radio. I can see you, but no one else can. I have, on occasion, made New Year's resolutions myself. The last time I did, Richard Nixon was president. It never worked. These were promises to myself, secrets. When I bailed, no opprobrium ever devolved upon me, and quitting the business altogether was absolutely without consequence. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I see you folding your hands and nodding thoughtfully at your knuckles. This year I have made a resolution, and as I'm about to reveal it on public radio, the stakes are very high indeed. I have resolved that in 2018, I will make myself more available, more open to new experiences, new opportunities, surprises. Here's where it came from. On one of the very last days of last year, a spontaneous gathering of friends just happened. We came together that afternoon when our several calendars collided to have cocktails, martinis, certainly, and to reflect together on 2017, about to become history. But reflecting on 2017 is like reflecting on a slime mold. A slime mold can make you smile, but not while you're smiling. So we moved on that day in our unplanned way and found ourselves talking about art, music, poetry. Poems were read and discussed. At some point, someone said, "This is a salon," referencing, of course, the kind of gathering we associate with 17th and 18th century France, when loosely organized group discussions of philosophy and culture and the pros and cons of the guillotine were still fashionable. I am resolved to making more of that happen in 2018. And a new experience momentum seemed to have been established that afternoon. A week later, Dodger and I had our first earthquake thrill, a heavy tremor from the 7.8 earthquake that rocked the Gulf of Mexico on January 9th. Between our apartment on the Yucatan coast and the epicenter of the quake, 500-plus miles of the deep blue Caribbean cushioned us from the depth charge. That's the distance from the KAXE studios to Chicago. But for 15 long seconds, our solid three-story building was bojangling like a giant out-of-balance washing machine. A week after that, still in Mexico, we did something totally out of character. We were talked into a day trip to about the only Mayan ruin in the northern Yucatan we had not seen before. A whole day, much of it in a small van with six strangers, counting the driver and his assistant, on the long road to and from Ek Balam in the northeast quadrant of the peninsula. And, surprise, it was a mixed bag experience. Ek Balam, as Mayan ruins just are, was fascinating. Two of our fellow travelers were not self-involved, self-impressed people, one of whom got impressively sick in the seat behind us on the van ride back to Puerto Morelos. Luckily, Dodger happened to have a plastic bag available to press into service. Counterintuitively, this all only reinforced my 2018 New Year's resolution, let's be surprised. Let's. And always have a plastic bag on hand, just in case.